Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah Yomis. We're in the Masechta called Tamid. We're in Perek Gimel, Mishnayos Vav, and then again Zion. The Mishnah says as follows: Mishazacha Bedishin Mizbach Apnimi VaMenorah. There were two Kohanim. One was able to go ahead and clean out the ashes from the Mizbach HaKetores, the Mizbeach that they used for incense, and the other was given the opportunity to clean out the menorah. So those two guys, Hayu Makdimin, they would come forward to go ahead and prepare the utensils that they needed in order for them to go ahead and do what they needed to do. For Arba Kalim Biyadam, they had four utensils in their hands. Hateni Vahakosu Shte Maftechos. They had the basket, the teni. They had the pitcher. And then they had the two little picks that they used open up the locks. Ateni doma letarkav gadol. The teni was like a big basket that held a three kav, tarkav, right? Shells of, and it was made out of gold. Machzik kabayim machetzi, it held on to it was like a tarkav, but it didn't hold three kavin. It held only 2.5 kav, right? Kuz doma lekiton gadol. The pitcher looked like a very big pitcher, shel zahav, made out of gold. Ushtei maftechas echad yore lamas hashechi. One went down, vechad poseach kivun, and one unlocked the inside lock. But they needed to be able to go ahead and open them up. So baro l'pishchei hatzfoni, the one who was supposed to unlock the gate of the heichal, he came to the northern lock. Right, there were two gates, right? The southern gate, nobody ever went through that. That's what it said in Yechezkel. Hashem said, this gate is supposed to be locked, it's not going to be opened, and no one should walk through there. Hashem Elokei Yisrael Bavo. That's God's gate. That is to say, people are not supposed to walk through it. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a gate, but the Shekhinah didn't have to go through this gate. But the fact is that there was an idea that there are places that people didn't use in the Beis HaMikdash. So instead, he went to the northern side. He took the key, came to the door. He went into the entryway, and then from the entryway went to the heichal. Until he got to the big gate. He took off the big lock, the big beam that was there, and he opened the gates. The one who was shechting the Karban HaTamid would not go ahead and shecht ad shomea kol shar gadol sheniftach until he heard that the gate was open, because the pasuk says v'shach ushchato pesach o'am oed. Well, it has to be when the pesach o'am oed is opened, only then can he go ahead and shecht. Okay. We will stop here. Bezras Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn just how many people understood what was going on in the Pesach when this gate's open, when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful, terrific day.